And in this segment of the program, we have as our guests Burt Jennings, president, and Kenneth Robinson, vice president of operations of 100 Black Men of America Houston chapter. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, you all got a big event coming up this in just a few, right?
Yes.
And this is, y'all guys got a lot of personality. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, what's the big event you got coming up? It's your Black Tie Gala, right? Is this the one?
We've got the Black Tie Gala.
Uh-huh.
It's coming up on April 26th.
Okay.
It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel Post Oak.
Okay.
And we will be honoring some great members of the community for health and wellness. We will be honoring Dr. Joseph Gaith. We'll be honoring, for mentoring, we'll be honoring Mr. George Foreman and also Mr. Ralph Cooper. Ralph Cooper, right,
yeah,
for education.
Right.
We'll be honoring Dr. John Rutley, president of TSU.
Oh, yes.
And for economic development, we'll be honoring Mr. Gerald Smith. And as our phenomenal woman, we will be honoring Judge Hazel B. Jones.
All right, that is fantastic. Now, what is your theme this year? And every year you typically have some overriding theme.
It's actually celebrating 20 years, making a difference in the community.
Oh, wow. So the event, the Houston chapter has been around for
20 years.
20
years.
Wow. Boy, it goes fast.
It sure does.
My goodness, 20 years. So again, now obviously you're honoring a number of distinguished individuals, but what kind of entertainment are we going to be having? Or will there be entertainment? You're going to be having folks, performing. You're going to have the students who are recipients of scholarships speaking.
Yes. Okay. Our event will actually be put on by our mentees.
Oh, okay.
So come out and see the talent that we've tried to groom in our mentees. We will also have all of our members, I hope all of our members there, mm-hmm. to entertain you as well. So.
Yeah. Now, again, this program is to raise money for scholarships. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And how many recipients will you be having? How many scholarship recipients? Well, let me ask you this. When is the scholarship event? When do you are scholarships presented? And I wanted to talk about how one can apply for a scholarship. And how does it all work?
Okay. Well, what we do is we actually present the mentees that are graduating from our classes, and we offer them scholarships ranging from $2,500 to $4,000 for their first year,
uh-huh.
and then we also follow them each year thereafter. So we make sure that we keep following them, make sure that they continue to be successful even while they're in college.
Right.
Now, for those of us who are not familiar, why don't you tell us about the organization, 100 Black Men, how it got started, how you all became involved, and what you do in the community.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. You know, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the 100 Black Men are all about. We are real men giving real time. And for our mentees, we believe that what our mentees see is what they'll be. We've got doctors, we've got lawyers, we've got architects, we've got college presidents, we've got teachers, professors, ministers, scientists, IT professionals. We just believe that if we get them in the room and they can see what they can be,
mm-hmm.
then we believe that we can aid in their success in that.
Yeah, that is great. Now, this is the Houston chapter. How many chapters do you have around the country? Are there, shall we say?
We have roughly about 150 chapters. Okay. There's actually a chapter in London.
Oh,
also.
Boy. Okay. So you all are making a difference around the country, which is so very important. And, of course, you have major sponsors, I hope, corporations that are kind of supporting you and the like.
Yes, we do. Shell Corporation is one of our major sponsors. Mm-hmm. Dr. Fraser Wilson is our chairman of our board,
mm-hmm.
And they have been a great sponsor to us throughout the years. Also, Captain P.J. Matthews, who's also a member of the 100, and the curator of the Buffalo Soldiers National Museum.
Like that, the.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, how would a young man become involved with the organization? What is the process? How does one become involved with 100 Black Men?
They would reach out to us through our website. We have, of course, with so many Type A personalities, all of our members get to engage in committees, and we have a mentorship chairman, Xavier Samuels, And actually the co-chair is Chris.
Mm-hmm. Chris Butler.
And what we would do is we would put them in contact with our mentor and co-chairs. And from there, you know, they can get involved in that way.
And what is that website?
The website is www.100blackmenhou.org.
Easy to remember, 100blackmenhou.org. Now, how can one get tickets for the event coming up on the 26th?
Visit the website as well. You can already get your tickets online on the website or just contact us in general.
Okay, that sounds like a great time for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Jay, there's one last thing I'd like to present to the community at large. In 2015, we're going to have the National Conference here in Houston. The first time it's been in Texas, and they've chosen Houston as the site.
That's great.
And
great time.
We're going to have 10,000 black men coming to Houston to talk about mentoring and talk about how we can better our members.
And do we have a date set for the 2015 conference?
Great question. The date is June the 4th through 7th. June the 4th through 7th, right?
Yes.
In 2015.
That is fantastic. Well, we're going to help keep the folks aware. We're going to have you back a few months ahead of that to remind folks that the event is coming up. I'm sure you'll be looking for supporters and sponsors and the like.
We sure will.
So, again, thank you so much. Again, we're talking with Bert Jennings, president, and Kenneth Robinson, vice president of operations, the 100 Black Men of America Houston chapter. Again, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 10:40.